Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
The new Pope Francis meeting the flock in St. Peter's Square yesterday, praying the sign of the cross. Until yesterday, he was Jorge Bergoglio, a Jesuit priest from Argentina who rose to become the Archbishop of Buenos Aires and eventually Cardinal in the Vatican. But what is his connection to the troubled history of the Church in Argentina? In 1976, a military junta seized control of Argentina and carried out what became known as the Dirty War against its own people, in which tens of thousands of people vanished into shadows of brutality, torture, and death. The word desaparecidos, the disappeared, comes from that time. Joining us is John Dingus, professor of journalism at Columbia University and author of The Condor Years, How Pinochet and His Allies Brought Terrorism to Three Continents. John, welcome.
Well, welcome. Thank you.
And let's talk about that history, because we're going to be looking at that now as we explore the biography and the resume of this new pope. In 1976, what happened, how important is it, and what is the legacy for today?
Well, Pinochet's main ally was Argentina, and the dictatorship in Argentina was even more brutal than Chile. We have a lot of questions that we have to ask about the new pope. And without prejudging, there are a couple basic facts that have to be put on the table. During the period that he was the provincial for the Jesuits, in other words, the top Jesuit in Argentina, this was the period of the dirty war in Argentina, 73 until 83. During that entire period, two Jesuits disappeared. There's questions about whether he did anything to prevent that. He had actually dismissed them because they were too progressive. They were then kidnapped, and after a short period of time, a week or so, they appeared disheveled, beat up, tortured, undressed on the street. Did he do anything to get their release? We really don't know.
What was the Catholic Church relationship to the Argentine government at that time?
You have to compare it to other countries in Latin America. So right across the Andes in Chile, the Catholic Church was the leader in the human rights movement, saved thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. In Argentina, the Catholic Church did virtually nothing compared to that. The hierarchy of the church, which would include the head of the Jesuits at the time, did not speak out in favor of human rights, did not speak out against the dictatorship. In fact, the only statements that they made were basically to congratulate the military on reestablishing order. They were not the place to go to if you wanted protection from the military.
And of course, there's a divided history throughout Latin America of whether the church is politically active and progressive or whether it's very passive. I guess in this particular case, describe the human rights violations of the disappeared in Latin America that makes a simple, well, we just weren't paying much attention to that, not a really good answer to the question of what did the Catholic Church do?
Certainly not in Argentina. We know there are documented cases of at least 10,000 people who were killed and disappeared. Now, who were those people? They were not active Catholics, although certainly many Catholics, progressive Catholics, were among them. But the revolutionary groups were more Marxist. They were radical. They were bomb throwers. No question, these were people who were described as terrorists at the time and who used violent tactics.
And who wouldn't have necessarily had a natural affiliation with the church as it existed in Argentina.
Right. The affiliation with the church really was between the right wing and the church in Argentina, the opposite in many other countries. But you didn't have a really strong liberation theology presence in Argentina, and certainly the hierarchy was deathly against those progressives.
What would be a detail coming to light about Pope Francis that would say he was clearly on one or the other side of the divide? And sketch out what you think might be the worst case scenario here.
Well, the worst case scenario would be that he was somehow passed a message to the military that it was okay to detain those two Jesuits who were actually disappeared.
And there's no evidence of that.
There's no evidence of that.
Right.
There are conflicting tales being told, including by my friend Horacio Berbitsky, who has written about this, one of the most prominent investigative journalists in Argentina. The best case scenario, and I really have to say I hope that this comes out, is that it is established that he did go to the military and actively intervene, not only on the behalf of his two Jesuit priests who he had just dismissed, but still, and that resulted in saving their lives. The fact that they were not killed is certainly significant. And then, of course, we need to find out what else he did on behalf of the thousands and thousands of disappeared people that were just kind of disappearing off the streets. Did he do anything one-on-one at any level with the military to try to reduce the human rights violations?
What's the legacy of the mothers of the disappeared and the families who were so affected by the dirty war today, and how might they have a voice in the Catholic Church now that there's a Latin American pope?
Very little connection with the Catholic Church between the mothers of the Plaza de Mayo. These women are, and of course it's not just women, it's the families of the victims, are more identified with the radical left than they are with the church. Again, unlike many other countries in Latin America where the human rights defenders were very intimately connected with the church. In Argentina, you just don't have that connection. And in fact, the statements from the Mothers of the Plaza de Mayo, and I don't want to generalize too much, but certainly there are a lot of very hostile statements by them toward the church.
Well, that history is all something that we'll be exploring once again as we are introduced to this new pope and see the direction of the Catholic Church. John Dinges, thank you so much.
Thank you.
John Dinges is professor of journalism at Columbia University, author of The Condor Years, How Pinochet and His Allies Brought Terrorism to Three Continents.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.